At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right, we're number 17 on our list. As always, you can check out The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Carriker Chronicles at carrikerchronicles.com. Number 17 is Edge. And honestly, I feel like this is about a good spot for Edge. Somewhere between 15 to 25 is kind of where I had him in my mind, around 20. So 17 seems like a good spot for Adam Copeland now of AEW. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, 20 to 25 is where I have him, but I understand 17. I understand 17.
All right. Mick Foley. Mankind.
Bach literally brought him up during the break. And he's top 15. He's top 15 because the moments and the story. Like the fact that, I mean, he was a jobber. He was a jobber that nobody wanted. It didn't look the part. He broke the mold in what pro wrestlers could and should look like. The boundaries that are put in play, the safety measures that have had to been put in place. You know, when they have to protect you from yourself, you're a bad dude. So yeah, Foley, absolutely in the place.
I love the fact that he could legit do 4 different characters. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And you got the Hell in the Cell match. You got so much more that he did just beyond that as well. His Mankind character was my personal favorite. And Jim Ross has talked about how he tried to bring him over from WCW. Vince McMahon said no initially. Eventually, Vince does say yes, and he looks at Jim Ross, talking about nobody really wanting Mick Foley. He looks at Jim Ross and he goes, I'm going to let you sign him so you can know what it's like to sign somebody, watch them fail, and break your heart.
Yep.
Obviously, Vince was wrong, but when you talk about nobody wanting him, that's one reason to get hired, I guess, but he turned out to be just kind of un poquito successful.
Yes, sir.
All right, at number 15, years ago, going back to that Fourth and Pain show, I would ask wrestlers who'd come on, whether it was Jeff Hardy at the time or Christopher Danielson, which wrestler, I wouldn't say who are you the most jealous of, but which wrestler, if you could switch places with them, who would that person be? And every single one of them. And Chris Jericho had never been outside of really WWE or WCW at the time, but he was in WWE. They all said Chris Jericho, just because of everything he's done in the ring, the Fozzy, the Rock Band, everything he's done, his longevity. But he's at number 15 here. 15 to 20 is where I had him. I got no problem with it.
No, I'm not a Jericho guy. I'm not a Jericho guy, and if I've had some of those discussions, as a matter of fact, Bach and I was just discussing that easily to answer that question about who I would want to change places with. Having been around him at his prime, there's nobody I would rather switch with than Ricky Steamboat. Ricky Steamboat was that dude was living a charmed life. Like, I was like, wait a minute, you look that way and you're a super athlete. That would be Ricky Steamboat. Jericho, no, I didn't understand. Jericho belongs in the conversation with Eddie and Daniel Bryan and Kurt Angle misses. I think he's pushed to that space as well. You're talking about the real deep water now, and I don't think Jericho belongs in the deep water.
All the names you just mentioned, I do think he's in a similar conversation. Other than Kurt Angle, I would put him slightly ahead of all the names you just mentioned. AEW was originally built on the back, really, of Chris Jericho, Le Champion at the time. I know now it's not so much a thing. But to me, that was kind of what attracted me to actually watch AEW. It wasn't Cody Rhodes. It wasn't anybody else. No disrespect. It was, oh, Jericho's over there. What's he doing? And Le Champion and all that. So I would put him ahead of all the folks that you just mentioned. I'm not a big Eddie Guerrero guy.
Can I say this? That
yeah,
none of greatness in my head is tied to AEW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, when not a new one, company is basically one, built around you being a champion, stitch, is what I'm saying.
Not one stitch of greatness am I talking the greatest of all time? That you didn't compete in real buildings and draw real crowds and have to perform at an arena or a football stadium? Or a concert hall that you're in a pre-packaged, pre-formed, bare minimum facility? No. No. If you're AEW, no.
Well, I didn't say greatest of all time. Yeah. I said ahead of the guys you mentioned. Yeah. Oh. And to me, AEW was rolling at one time. Now, a lot of that was the new car smell and the anti-WWE vibe at the time. But it was kind of built around Jericho being the champ. But we'll move on. We'll agree to disagree just a smidge. Yeah. Okay. This next guy is always so hard for me because, in my opinion, he may be the single most physically talented wrestler, in my opinion, that I've ever seen. Maybe you've seen someone else or you have a different thought. And he's in the conversation for top 15 of all time. Personally, I don't have him in the top 15. I have him just outside, probably just in front of Edge. But that's Randy Orton. A guy to me who could have been in that top 5 conversation. And Gunther just kind of cut this promo on him the other night. You could have been the greatest of all time. You didn't live up to it. So Gunther was kind of saying you fell short. And Randy responded great. He's like, I've made mistakes, a ton of them. I've owned up to it. I think right in front of Edge is where I'd have him. And I think Edge was, what, 17th on this list or something. But this guy's always been a tough one for me. I've never been a personal fan of him, although I can easily see the appeal of him.
So he and Eddie, again, are in that really, 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 really good level. I mean, add Batista. They stood in Evolution. They stood next to Flair and Triple H. And we still have to figure out where to put Triple H, right? Like, we still have to figure out where to put that group. But Orton is in the Batista category. Like, you got to remember that Batista, Cena, Orton came through together. Like, it was a package deal. So put them in the same level. And I mean that with Cena, Batista, and Randy Orton. That's how good they all are. And the difference between them and the elite elevator penthouse area that we're about to go in.
For me, those three, it goes Cena, Orton, Batista in that order. Batista just didn't do it as long. Cena did it at a higher level than even what Orton did, in my opinion. But we can get to that. Next on the list is 13th, is Eddie Guerrero. I've just never been an Eddie guy. I'm sorry.
I love Eddie.
This is a personal preference thing. You personally prefer him. I personally do not. That's just me.
I saw Eddie evolve and then rebrand and redirect, change his body, change his style of performance. He was as good of a comic that's ever been in the ring.
And, I'll give him that.
And
I'll
then give him a that. Great yeah. fighter that Eddie threw his body through walls, brick, glass. Eddie would do anything for the cell. And it puts him in a unique space. 13 is still high because, again, we could roll off 20 big-time bangers that we haven't talked about that some of them won't even make the list.
I don't know. I think what sticks out to me, and this is a little unfair because you can probably find any one particular storyline to make any one single point at any point in time if somebody wants to. But I watched Eddie Guerrero beat Brock Lesnar for the championship, but that whole storyline was about Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. And so to me, it was kind of like The Miz beat John Cena at WrestleMania 27, but it was really John Cena and The Rock is what that was about. And so I kind of view that a little bit similarly, but not entirely the same. To me, the next guy on this list, and we got two more to go to, and then we'll save the top 10 on this list and our top 10 for next week. But to me, this is like, man, Brock Lesnar is not on this list, and I know there's reasons that he won't be. But when I think of the very top of the tier two guys, I think of Brock Lesnar, and I think of this guy, Macho Man Randy Savage. Just the very top of the tier two, but not quite tier one.
See, what are your thoughts on Savage? Adam, I love when you give these lists, and I never go to your list. I never go to the source of that because I like to be raw in it.
Yeah.
But then I just looked at this list. I finally looked at it.
Okay.
And, oh, we could burn this list.
Yeah, we could. We haven't agreed with much of this list.
We could burn it to the ground because San Martino, Holly Race, none of them are in this list. Brock Lesnar's not in this list. Like, literally, bro, what? Oh, my goodness. Like, I looked at it. I just looked up, and I just went, oh, no. It has Ric Flair number 6. Okay. Punch yourself in the pants. Right in the pants. Just punch yourself in the pants. Just in the pants. Adam, this he has come on. Come on. I think this is a perfect place to put a pin, and then you and I will make a real list for next Tuesday. Like a real list, because this is trash. I just looked at it. Oh, shame on him. Shame on whoever put this list together.
So, to be clear, when DB says my list, it's the list that we're analyzing online. Yes, this is not my list.
Right,
okay,
right.
We're going to go through his list and my list next week. I don't think I've ever heard DP laugh so much ever. He truly hates this list. It's
Bach,
not great.
Have you seen this list?
Not yet.
Bach!
But the fact that Lesnar's not on is just...
Harley Race isn't on the list, man. What are you doing? Forget about Nick Bockwinkel. Like, don't put a Von Erich on it. Like, just tell me you don't know wrestling without telling me you don't know wrestling.
So there's a couple of lists that DP and I have dissected over the summer, and they were a little older lists.
Right.
So I wanted to find the most up-to-date one, and that's what this is. I did not look at the legitimacy of it or who was on it until I started going through it with DP.
Oh, Adam.
Randy Savage at 12. Again, to me, him and Lesnar are like the very top guys of the tier two guys. And Lesnar's not – I have him outside of tier one just because – of their lack of consistency, so to speak.
That is so funny. Man.
They do have Kurt Angle at number 11. I love Kurt Angle. He shouldn't be number 11. They have Hogan at 10. What? We'll get into the rest of it next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got the happy hour. Although DP is pretty happy right now.
Oh, man.
We got the happy hour coming up right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, go big red and always remember, throw the bone.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day.
Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.